You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I am Steve Dotto, and I am glad you're joining us this fine evening. Art Factora, how are you, sir?
I am fantastic, thank you, Steve.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What a day. What couple of weeks. It's just been, as we said last week, we still live in paradise.
Well, Vancouver's always paradise. Sometimes the paradise is a little wetter than others.
Yeah, well, my moniker for Canada didn't stick. I haven't seen anybody using it in the press, the Great Wet North. Nobody's using it.
You didn't hashtag it, I bet.
I did.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't take off, so I'm feeling kind of a little left out. Could you check these audio levels? Because I'm getting echo just in case the audience out there driving. Oh, that's much better for me. I hope it's better for everybody driving, because people might have been just switching over to some other station if we weren't careful. But they shouldn't be, because what is today, Art?
It's App Wednesday!
It is indeed App Wednesday.
Also known as Three People Leave Crying Day.
Yeah, well, three people can leave crying, may leave crying. We almost had a dead heat last week. We came so close. It came down to really just artistic merit. At the end, you know, all of the equal on all of the judges' cards. We have the A list here this week. We have defending champ John Beeler. John, welcome back, sir.
Hello.
Are you ready?
I have brought it.
You've brought it. I noticed a fair bit of smack talk on Twitter and Facebook between you and especially Ms. Bullwit.
Yes, we should actually rename it from App Wednesday to App Smackdown or something something more confrontational-ish.
Smap Wednesday.
Yeah.
Smap Wednesday. That could be it. Rebecca, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Are you excited?
I am.
See, now, your last two appearances, one was all joy, and
yes.
Then the next one was all just disappointment. Are you
disappointment? I thought I won the last time I was on.
Did you? Oh, that's right. Then you skipped last week. You skipped.
I wasn't here, so yes, I was disappointed.
You were at a Whitecaps game. You thought the Whitecaps were more important than us. Is this going to be a consistent thing where you're going to dodge us for any sporting event that's on in the city?
My heart is with the Whitecaps right now.
Only the Whitecaps? Like, will you be dodging us for Canuck games or Lions games or Canadians games? Or what's our new lacrosse team called?
No idea.
Oh, in Langley?
Yeah.
Oh, like the Storm or something like
that. Yeah, you're going to start just for any of those?
Giants? I'm the season ticket holder for Whitecaps.
Okay.
So I've already paid for that, you're
committed to it. Yep. And Dave Hathaway, joining us? Not flying kites today.
Not flying kites. Going away this weekend to fly kites.
Where are you going to be flying kites this weekend?
Brookings, Oregon.
Where?
Brookings, Oregon. It is basically you go to the California-Oregon border, and you step on the other side, and you're pretty much in Brookings.
Okay. Yeah. And is it good kite flying down there?
Yeah, it is. It's a very small space. It's often a very not windy space.
See, it seems to me that you need two things to fly kites. You need a lot of space and you need wind.
The weather is going to be spectacular. There's going to be there's an awful lot of handmade kites there.
Okay.
It's a really, really fun festival.
And you
so
get
I'm looking
a big crowd
forward
of people
to it
just blowing in the air, trying to create some updraft for the kites.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Of course, so those of you who don't know, Dave is a world-class formation kite flyer. And it's awesome. Their video's on it. We should post a link to your video.
I'll include that because I'm halfway through my actually URL list for App Wednesday. Because I'm going to send it. I'm going to send it to you in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and Art, are you set?
Oh yeah.
It's been a long time since you've ascended to the ultimate position.
Well, I have reason to believe that the judges. I've been.
It's a poor sport that blames the refs.
No, it's not.
Well, this isn't the NHL. The officiating here is above board.
No, the officiating here is very dictatorship like.
I don't think so. And for that, you forfeit the first round.
See what? This doesn't make sense. What country do we live in now?
Yeah, when did you make that rule up? Anyways,
it's right here in the rules.
Oh, okay.
It's in my Evernote notebook. It's not shared, but it's in my notebook.
It's like a dot-tatorship.
It's like a dot-tatorship. Okay, Rebecca,
yes.
as you are. We kind of have two defending champs. It's very unique. It's almost like a strike season. So you can go first with the very first app.
Okay. Everybody's really hot right now. in Vancouver with the sun shining, hardly any rain.
You have an air conditioning app?
I have a swim guide app to find out which watering holes you can go to where you won't feel gross. So it's called the Swim Guide app, and it's North America wide. So you can actually just use a geolocation anywhere that you are in North America.
Okay, Swim Guide app.
Yep.
So what does that mean? You won't feel gross.
You won't feel gross. It gives a little red light or a green light at beaches and tells you the water levels, the level of pollution and particles.
Oh, the toxicity levels of the water.
Levels of the water.
Not the creeps that hang out.
No.
Because you said watering hole, and I was thinking it's a bar.
Yeah, oh, watering bar, hole. Yeah. No, no, no.
You mean swimming hole.
Swimming hole. That's what I mean. You know, when I say watering hole, I mean swimming hole.
Oh, Rebecca. So
it's
so
a beach app.
It's a beach
it's
app.
It's to find clean beaches.
Now, okay, does it have a wreck beach?
Yes, it does.
And what's the swimming conditions like at wreck? We could just ask Art.
Very
there
hairy.
All afternoon.
I bet you that. The water is very, very hairy.
Oh, don't even go
Let
there.
Let me call that up right here. Wreck is usually one of the best ones. It has a green light on it right now.
It would.
Yeah, and all the others mostly
but
have
green
red.
For a different reason, though. Right?
Is there not a webcam down there?
No.
That's,
I'm
just
that's
kidding.
Bad.
Good stuff. So what's it called?
Swim Guide.
Swim Guide. And is it just Vancouver?
No, it's North America wide, and people can, it tells you how lately, or when the most recent update was made, and who it was made by, whether it's a park service or whoever keeps track of, you know, toxicity levels in the water. And then you can also add your own updates, so you can say, I was here and it was awesome, or I was here and there was garbage swimming by me.
Okay.
yeah, so you can just check.
It's an O'Henry.
When it was last closed due to high coliform levels or
yeah. I'm just thinking of, what was that, Caddyshack?
Yes.
That classic scene in Caddyshack. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good. And I wonder if the Victoria beaches are always negative, because they discharge their poop right into the ocean there in Victoria, our friends on the other side of the pond. Well, I wonder, you looking it up?
I'm looking up right now.
Yeah.
They are status gray, which means there's no recent updates on them, on the beaches that are right around Victoria.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. So anywhere around here or anywhere in North America, you want to just, you're on a road trip and you want to jump off into the lake that you see on the side of the road, just check it and see if anyone's updated it.
Okay. That's good. And if not, and you should, because you're a good conscious social media person, you should update it yourself as well.
You should.
Give the water a taste. See
contribute.
Exactly what it tastes like. There you go. I wonder if they should do that for pools. It would be good if they did that for swimming pools. You know, with the volume of children that are in them, I'm just saying. I've got there's a whole story around that as far as seniors and swimming. Well, that's why I stopped finally swimming. I used to swim every morning till I looked over and saw the senior aqua size class, and I saw how content and happy they all looked, and I realized what was going on subsurface. And that was it. I finished my lap, I got out of the water, and I haven't swum in the pool since. I just couldn't face it anymore after that. Art, what do you got?
All right. This is an app that I wanted to use last month, but I forgot. Everyone who, I mean, Netflix is becoming the thing. People are canceling their cable because it's like $8 a month to watch movies. And unfortunately, the Canadian Netflix is a lot worse than the U.S. Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So a guy on my Facebook told me about a VPN service. I have no idea what VPN means.
Virtual private network.
Thank you very much.
That's
so
okay.
So what the app I use, I've used it on my iPhone and my iPad. And what you can do is that it's called Bear Tunnel VPN.
And how do you spell it?
All one word, Bear Tunnel, like bear, like arr, and tunnel like, it's dark, there's the light.
Okay.
VPN. And what you do is that you sign up, and they give you 250 megs, which isn't a lot. You can watch about a 30-minute TV show. But it can connect you to, it'll make you your iPad think that you are in the U.S.
Yes.
or in Britain or wherever, and you can just check out, you know, all the different kinds of Netflix.
It's an IP masking service. It's basically, yes. So, and how much does it cost if you decide that you really want to use it?
It does cost a little bit of money. I think $30 a month can get you pretty much unlimited. You can watch whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I've used a couple different ones.
Yeah.
At one point, I was getting Doctor Who directly off of BBC.
Yeah.
And I think it was about $30 a month.
Yeah, those are good. My problem with my Apple TV right now is, you know, the thing that you learn about Apple TV after you've had it for a little while is if you lose the little remote, Apple TV is screwed.
Useless.
It's absolutely useless without the little. It's a small brick.
You can recover it.
You can recover it.
There's a trick. Yeah, with the micro USB cable.
Yes, you have to like unplug your device. Yeah. So you have to go buy a new remote, and it's not like a universal remote works for it. It's just it's a bit of a pain. And even though they say that there's apps that you can put on your iPhone that will control your Apple TV, they're very difficult to configure. I found them very challenging to configure.
Even the Apple remote one?
Even the Apple remote one, especially the Apple remote one. It's a nightmare. Maybe somebody's figured it out. If you have, drop me a note because I've had issues with it. Okay, so Bear Tunnel VPN so you can watch Netflix from around the world.
And just so people know, if you had no idea how amazing the American Netflix are, there are 1,000 television programs and movies and TV things in Canada. In the U.S., Netflix, 8,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's websites dedicated to the difference between Canadian Netflix and American Netflix. It's an amazing website. Google
it. And I bet the British one is good too, because there's a lot of great British programming that we don't get here.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I don't understand their speak.
Good one, Art. Good start.
Yes.
John Beeler, the champ.
I think I have one that was better than Ingress last time.
Oh, really? Ingress? Ingress?
Seriously? Yes.
Ingress was Ingress might make it in the top 10 list for the whole year.
Is there like a winner episode?
I've just decided there might be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
The rules committee met in my imagination just now and decided there will be.
All right. So what you want to do is get your iPhone, and this is an iPhone only app.
iPhone only.
It's called Strut. STRUT.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they've done is they've taken the entire globe and covered it in tiles, and you have to unlock all the tiles just by walking over them. Or flying, or driving, or anything. You just need to be moving with your phone. People play this on airplanes, and I'm not kidding.
So it's another virtual reality, augmented reality game. In this case here, you actually have to pass over the area with your phone.
Yes.
Does the app have to be active while you're doing it?
No, it does work if you have, like,
you
basically...
You can store it? You can store your GPS location?
No. No, like it has to be live updating. You don't have to have your screen on. You don't have the app. You have to have the app running. There's a strut mode and then a pause mode. If you pause it, it won't continue to GPS and track in the background. But so the object of the game is to unlock as many tiles as possible and by driving over it. And basically, not unlike Legend of Zelda back in the day when you see a dungeon and you'd only see the part of the map that you've actually explored, I only see the map of Vancouver, currently, in our case, Steveston, of where I've been in Steveston.
That is very cool.
It's such a great thing. And I really love the design of the game. So they have a leaderboard, and basically you're playing against everybody else on the planet. And so right now, I'm a level 10. I've strutted 1,098 tiles worldwide. I just got back from California, so I did have a few tiles unlocked in
now,
California.
Did you leave your GPS on the plane?
I tried I had an aisle seat, so I couldn't even get a signal. But unfortunately, there is people that literally hold it up to the window to unlock as many tiles as they can. And as they're flying. Yeah.
Wow.
So of the tiles,
I'm flying to Oregon. You know, I'm going to try this.
Yes.
Dave will open the back door of the plane. Ah!
And they have a really great leaderboard score thing. It's like an infographic. It's just it's a beautifully designed app. It's very simple.
So you're level 10. Where does that rank you in the world at this point?
It tells you that. I am currently number 2,858 out of 10,000 players worldwide.
Wow. Rebecca's waving her phone around trying to unlock tiles.
and this is why I took a different direction to the studio tonight, just so I could get some extra tiles, because I know I'm going to be going back home a different way.
This is one of the least environmentally friendly games that there is, because you're going to drive up and down side streets. Now, how large is a tile? What area does the tile cover?
The tile is about 0.02 of a kilometer, so roughly about the width of a two-lane street. Okay.
Oh, so you literally have to go up and down every city street to unlock your town.
And I've discovered that if you go down, say, a four-lane street, you might want to vary the lanes you're in so you can hit all the tiles possible.
So you're weaving back and forth as you drive down there. So there's going to be a bunch of strutters weaving down like they're moving around like they're drunk. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my
goodness. The other really cool thing is it actually ranks you worldwide by province, by country. You get... There's medals and achievements.
Is it free?
It's completely free.
You know, Art, we could just wrap it up now. Do you have some music queued up?
I was thinking about it.
Got a little Barry Manilow.
The fact
Barry
that
Manilow
everyone is downloading this app right
as
now.
As we speak. Hathaway doesn't even want to talk. He's just getting it ready
to
go.
I'm going to be taking a walk around the studio.
I have a very quick little story about the guy that told me about the app. He was playing it on a plane, flying cross country in the States somewhere, and he had his iPhone. The thing is, it's a battery intensive app. It will chew through your battery like crazy. So he had his iPhone and a battery pack tucked into the little blind on his window of the plane, and apparently somebody thought that was not a good thing to do.
Oh yeah,
and they called the FBI on him.
Yeah,
he gets a call like literally as he lands, and the FBI coming down to see him, and he basically has to explain the game and everything to them, and they're like, okay, you're not a threat to the United States. Just don't do that again.
Yeah, because when you're in airplane mode, your GPS is off. You're supposed to turn that off on the plane, aren't you?
You're supposed to.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes. So
that's cool.
Strut. It's a great, fun game, and like...
So is it... Are you still doing Ingress?
I sold my Android phone, so I am currently not. I could use my tablet. I just haven't yet. Yeah.
There was an iPhone app for it. You talked about it.
Yeah, I can't run it on my iOS 7.
Phone. Oh, okay. Oh, you're running iOS 7.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so that's good. Strut. Yes. We have an early leader. We have an early leader. And you know what? And if anybody wants to comment on this stuff, you know, if you want to, you know, jump on Twitter and hashtag App Wednesday. We'll keep our eye on it, and if anybody's if you want to vote for John,
just so you know, I'm currently the number one in BC strutter.
Yeah, well, I believe that.
There might only be two people playing it.
Not for long.
Yeah,
it'll
no.
be interesting.
Regional. I've unlocked the most tiles in BC.
We'll get the Dottotech strutting league going. I'm going.
I have
vacation,
a new fun so. Car to drive. Do you know how much I could just sit there and drive up and down streets like
that? Yes.
And a lot of time to kill.
Yes.
Yes. And I have an hour commute each day.
Okay.
I can vary my route very easily. Oh,
John's zigzagging up.
What have we done here? Okay, Hathaway, just give us your app and let's move on. We're almost out of time for this segment. My goodness.
Rebecca was talking about how warm it's been, and it has been. And, you know, I have no air conditioning in my house, which is pretty stock and standard for Vancouver houses. So it was stinking hot the other day. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go sit on the deck because the deck's all nice and shady. And by late afternoon, a little breeze had picked up, and it was really much cooler out there.
Did you fly your kite?
Nope. Okay. I went and got a driving game. And sat there and raced the Fast and the Furious 6 for about 2 hours. I downloaded it, and actually, the first couple minutes I played it, I thought, what? No, this is not a great racing game. But I figured I'd stick it out for a few more minutes, and then I got hooked onto it.
Fast and Furious 6.
Yep.
On the
great racing. Just
what were you
fun.
Playing on, your phone or your tablet?
I was playing on the tablet.
Okay.
Yeah, you can play it on the phone, but yeah, it gets a bit small.
Okay. Okay.
It's not a world-killing app, but, you know, it was an awful lot of fun, and it certainly killed a few hours.
It'd be nice if
hours.
You could unlock tiles while you're driving around.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a little mashup?
Out. Sorry?
A little mashup of the two games?
Yeah, mashup of the two games.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. If you have any suggestions of apps, you can either post them on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dottotech, or you can tweet us at hashtag App Wednesday. I'm at Dottotech, and Art is at Art Factor. We'll find you with either of those. Of course, we have at Miss604 and at John Beeler as well here. So any of those are going to get to us. Quick break, and we're back with more App Wednesday.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
You're moving. Congratulations. But don't just trust anyone with your belongings. Trust Action Movers. Their white glove service is second to none, designed to make sure that everything arrives safely and unharmed. After all, your belongings are an investment you shouldn't have to replace. Action Movers will pack your things as well as provide free boxes and totes. When you're moving, you want it to be stress-free and easy. With Action Movers, it might even be fun. Insured and bonded. Call on Action Movers, the company that can, not the one that can't. Online at amovers.com.
As a member of the Canadian Association of Broadcasters, AM 650 Radio is committed to only the highest standards of broadcast excellence and adhering to the specific codes of conduct created by the CBSC. If you have a comment or concern regarding our programming or service, write us at vancouverinfo@am650radio.com. We'll respond to your concern and send you information on the CBSC and the broadcaster codes.
Hi, I'm Carl, and this is my backyard barbecue horror story. I was barbecuing burgers one day, when suddenly the grill went up in flames. Immediately I pulled the burgers out, but they were burnt. So was my knuckle hair. Without knuckle hair, I've got girl hands! Really pretty girl hands. Then the barbecue whistled at me.
Don't let the backyard barbecue get you. Come to Montana's Summer Barbecue Fest and try the new Great Grilled Cheeseburger. Montana's Cookhouse, your home for barbecue.
You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are back on Dotto Tech. It is App Wednesday, and we are talking all cool apps. Now, we've gotten a lot busier on Facebook the last little while. If you haven't visited the Dotto Tech Facebook page, drop down, because we've got lots more stuff happening. We have contests. Oh, you can drop there, and you can win a Roam Mobility SIM with a week's worth of service down in the States, or one of their Wi-Fi hotspots with 500 megabytes of data, which we're giving away on Friday. So drop by the Facebook page, and you can enter to win there. You'll see the tab to do that. But people posted the last couple of days. They've been posting their favorite apps. We got lots of our viewers, or listeners. I guess they're not viewers. Listeners posting their apps. So a couple of them I just want to mention, make sure that because they've gone through the effort to tell us this. 8-Tracks. Anybody use 8-Tracks over Songza? Dominic Leduc likes 8-Tracks. No, I've heard a lot about it. Have you? It's from what I hear, it's quite a good audio app.
I dropped 8-Tracks on the show a couple months ago.
Yeah, you like it. But you've switched over to Songza since.
I started
you?
With Songza, and I realized 8-Tracks was an alternative, but I've gone back to Songza.
So it's not really better. I didn't think it was better. And Vicky McLeod, she put Brainwave for meditation, sleep, and focus, which sounds kind of holistic. And also Phonoto, which is does memes. It quickly produces memes for you, which is kind of cool. And Rob Ledru, now he's mentioned this one before, How's Dat Now, which is it teaches you how to speak Newfie. But Jesus.
That would be fun. Yeah.
It's okay. It's a fun app. It's kind of cute. Shirley Hansen, my favorite app, Evernote. Shirley gets a shout out because Evernote is absolutely awesome. I just absolutely love it. And Dave Rowe wants to get some Android love going. And you know what, Dave? I counted on John to give us the Android love, but John sold his Android love. Apparently, love has a price.
It does.
It does. It does. And so now you're just sticking with the iPhone for a while.
For a little while, yeah.
Got it. Well, we'll get to some more of your... this is the one that I wanted to mention. Penny Lindeball Vincent with a... This one actually is. I'm going to claim this as my own, and it might give you a run for your money, even though I can't play, John. It is called Gypsy Guide. Gypsy Guide is a GPS travel app that gives you road directions, and it works in Western Canada. But not only does it give you directions to where you're going, which of course anything like Google Maps would do, but it narrates your journey and gives you interesting facts about where you are and tells you stories about what you're driving through. Isn't that cool?
In a gypsy voice?
I don't know if it's in a gypsy voice.
On The Big Bang Theory, Sheldon updated their GPS to give updates with unique tidbits and facts.
Yeah. Sort of like that. But it's real. It's called Gypsy Guide, GYPSYGIDE.com. I think that is a cool app. If one of you had brought that forward, it would have been a contender, even today with John's.
It's in my list. No,
it was not in your list. Rebecca, what's your next entry?
My next entry is it depends on your comfort level. couch surfing. Have you heard of couch surfing?
Is it rude?
No, it's not rude.
Well,
it's
when
kind
you
of
say
like
comfort level, you get me worried, Rebecca.
Well,
you're
it's,
the one
it's
that was
mean,
talking about people swimming in the nude earlier.
I wasn't talking about the nude.
I believe you were. I think we all heard it.
Dirty swimming water. Okay. Couch surfing is basically you find it's a social network. It's an app, and you can find couches to surf as you travel around the world.
I have heard of couch surfing.
So it's totally free, and you can find people who have opened up their couch and their house to you to crash on.
Yes.
So it's like a free version of Airbnb. So you're finding regular people's homes to come and crash on their couch.
And they're not going to. There's no charges attached.
There's no charge. No.
Just people, you're part of couch. Do you build up any credit so that you can couch surf with others? If you know you're a trustworthy couch surfer boy.
Yeah, well, you get a host profile for your host, and you can have reviews and things like that. And then I guess people can check your profile as well if you want to.
No, is it really couches,
there.
Or do people
it's
give
It's actual
beds?
Couches. There's it's descriptions. I have a 6-foot-long couch, or I have an L-shaped couch, and you can only be here for 3 days maximum, or, you know, my roommate only wants people here for 2 days. And I have relatives who came from Germany recently, a small village in Germany, and they flew to New York, and they couch surfed and took a Greyhound bus. They're only 18-year-old boys. I was kind of scared after I heard this, but they had a totally fine experience. They went from New York to Florida and couch surfed the whole way.
That's a pretty cool app.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, you worry about an app like that, but still.
Yeah.
So am I the only one that watched Unsolved Mysteries and America's Most Wanted growing up?
So you're concerned about the safety of this particular app.
For either the couch surfer or the person who agrees to let some stranger sleep.
Even Airbnb, you know. You
but at least Airbnb, no one else is going to be staying there. That's an empty house that you're...
You think
not
so?
Always.
No. Mark, who was on the show, he rents out his spare bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's
Mark
why he wasn't on last week, because he had his very first guest.
He's hiding
staying
a body.
At the Airbnb, and so he had to be there to be the evil slumlord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually had the daughter of a few of his guests come by and meet him and just check out the place to make sure everything was okay.
Mark wasn't weird. And did they still come?
They still did. Yeah, they booked like a month with him or something. It's working out really well for him.
Oh, good.
But yeah, for couch surfing, if you have a friend in town, you probably don't need to use couch surfing. But
you might, because, well, it depends how good a friend they are.
Yes, but then they can go check out the couch.
But, you know, even if you do have a friend in town, it might be a good idea to use couch surfing in that particular case, because then they remain your friend.
Yes. Yeah. And then they can check on the place ahead of time.
They can check it out. Okay. Good stuff. That's a good one. That's a solid play. Good. Well done, Rebecca. Art.
Well, since John Beeler had decided to fall off the photo wagon, I've picked up 8mm vintage camera. And a friend of mine, actually one of the producers here, I said, I need an app quickly. Tell me. And he showed me, it's called 8mm, as I said, vintage camera. And imagine everyone knows how to put filters on their pictures. So this essentially puts a filter on video. So you can make kind of cool horror type movies if your kids are into that.
Or make it look like it's an old 8mm movie.
Yeah. He showed me just a quick.
John already had it? Did you already have it? John already had it.
I have it. Yeah, I got two.
See how good it is, and they have mentioned it, but they all have it. So that means that this should be a close runner up.
It is a great app. I did have a lot of fun playing around with it when it first came out. I did. You know, we were doing
as with most filter apps. You have a fun with it when it first comes out, and then it sits and it gathers.
But that's
problems.
The whole point. There's 500,000 apps out there. You're only supposed to use it for a couple minutes.
There is. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's supporting the app community.
That's it's kind of the app, show, isn't it?
You know what it is? It's app surfing.
Yes.
Yes, it's app surfing.
It really is.
That's really what we're doing here. Okay, is that 8mm vintage camera, all one word?
Well, no. 8mm space vintage space camera.
Okay, 8mm vintage camera. 8mm vintage camera. My dad took lots of 8mm movies. Gosh, that was fun. And he had an old Bolex, close to Bullwood, an old Bolex camera. And I still got a...
With B, yes.
That's got B-O. It's got a lot of the same letters. John... Beeler's got a lot of the same letters, too.
All right.
But it doesn't sound anything like it.
I have something completely different. I have a scoreboard app. It's called JD Sports Scoreboard. And I have a neat story about this. This is actually an app developed by my friend and his son. His son, Jonah, wanted to play games nonstop on his iPad. And his dad, Dave, wanted to actually learn how to develop apps and stuff like that. So he took a course at BCIT, and then he collaborated with his son about making an app for the iPad and the iPhone. And what they discovered is that Jonah likes playing like floor hockey and stuff like that, but they want a scoreboard. So he had these little things, and he ended up making a scoreboard app so you can use an iPad or an iPhone to keep track of scores for anything, right? So it does hockey, football, basketball.
Does it keep stats?
I don't know if it keeps... I don't think it keeps stats. No.
Okay.
No.
But it does scoreboard. So we could use it for this.
We could. And so one of the... couple of neat features about it that I like are really cool. You know, we have a big LCD TV in the studio. We can actually project on that TV, thanks to AirPlay, the scores. Right? So that's really cool. So if you're playing a game at home or, you know, in the...
yep.
Whatever.
Table hockey.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is... The outcome of this is that now Jonah wants to play hockey in real life as opposed to playing games on his iPad, because he's got this great app that he contributed with, and he's always got all these ideas. Jonah's a really young little boy. I actually can't remember how old he is, but he's like really young.
John has no kids. We should point out.
He's probably 26.
He's a small person.
Dave's yelling. He's yelling at the radio right now how old he is, and I'm sorry, Dave.
Hashtag it out with App Wednesday. Yes. You'll find it. So it's called JD Scoreboard app?
Yeah. JD Sports Scoreboard. Yep. I think it's 99 cents, and it's for iPad or iPhone, and all proceeds are going to BC Children's Hospital. just kind
well,
of
Well, there
nice.
We
really?
Go.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm buying it then.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
The other cool thing is, like, a lot of schools...
Yeah, can you customize the icons for the scoring, for the scores, like the teams? And the team
yeah,
names?
The home and away, you can change it to whatever you want.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and they're also looking at maybe licensing this to schools so they can replace their big Jumbotron thingies with a TV instead, yes. which they can easily manage with an iPhone or an iPad and then project it on the big screens.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. The key, though, that if they want to do that for those events is they have to figure out a way to tie it into the timing systems. That's the key to those, because I used to do scoreboard-type stuff,
yes.
and it's the key to that is that they have to tie into timing systems. If they
yes.
want to do that. But that's a cool,
there is a timing system
cool
in this.
Yes, but it has to tie into the ones that the officials use and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
That's the only thing. Good stuff.
That's what Bluetooth is for, isn't it?
What's that?
That's what Bluetooth is for.
Bluetooth, so reliable. Dave Hathaway.
I was just setting up a scoreboard here, and it's Steve and everybody else.
Steve and everybody else, and I'm ahead. That
actually,
looks nice. It's a nice looking
zeros.
Scoreboard.
It's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it AirPlay great. Just pop that up onto a large screen.
Yep. Yes.
We've got two big ones right behind us here.
Yes, we can do that. That'll be fun.
So I have a great app.
Okay. Well,
I didn't
want to point out that you still are the only person who hasn't been victorious in this competition.
I gotta maintain my losing streak.
Okay, well, let's strive low.
Thalialapse HDR.
What is it?
Thalialapse. It's like the word thalia, T H A L I A space lapse L A P S E, HD/R. Basically, it's a time lapse photography app for iPads and iPhones.
Okay.
And basically, you would set your camera up on a tripod somewhere, let it run, and you can set up how many frames it's going to take. It'll do some color correction all the way, and then it generates a great big HDR-style movie out of it afterwards.
Okay.
So I'm looking to set it up at home to track the cats.
Okay.
And see what manner of...
It's probably better suited for, like, tracking the sky.
Well, some of the demo video that they showed for it was like construction sites that were building up, where they left it running for
weeks. Yeah, I think your cats move faster than the construction sites. Yes.
Well, yeah, but I could set it down, get a picture every 10 seconds or something. Or,
okay, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Dave's really got his cat thing happening, but good. Okay, yep. Thalialapse HDR.
The actual link is already in your email, so.
Okay, Thalialapse. Thalialapse HDR.
Little lisps.
Thalialapse. Thalialapse. I've got some Thalialapse on my thigh. I got it. Anyway, okay. Shall we take a break, Hart? Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick break. Return with more of Dottotech in just a few moments.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Some people need a lightweight, powerful laptop that can run all their business software. Others need loads of RAM, a big display, and a smoking fast video card.
Oh, yes!
Whatever you're looking for, the computer pros at London Drugs will help you get what you need. And if you find a lower price from another Canadian retailer, in print or online, we'll match it. So come in today or visit londondrugs.com. London Drugs. Nobody does computers better.
Renovating a major part of your house is one thing. Doing it yourself is a whole other ballgame. Who do you hire? Who's the best in the city? What tradesmen should be scheduled and when? How do you stick inside the budget? When you're renovating, trust the job to DeMelio Construction. The team at DMC will give you a full project breakdown to ensure that you stay within your budget. You have your design, you have your idea. Now, meet your contractor. DeMelio Construction. Visit dmcconstruction.ca. DMC Construction. Know who you're hiring.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagvancouver.com.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
It is App Wednesday here on Dottotech, everybody's favorite day of the month. And don't forget, drop by our website at dottotech.com or our Facebook page and enter to win a Rome Mobility SIM with a week's worth of text, talk, and data, or we're also giving away one of their Wi-Fi hotspots, and we're doing that. The draw is on Friday. There's still just a few days left to enter. Pretty exciting, eh, Art?
That's, for those who don't know, the Wi-Fi hub is like $100.
Yeah, it's a good price.
And then plus, on top of that, you do get what?
A data package, yeah.
Yes.
And it's an awesome little device.
Yeah.
I have used it a lot.
Yeah, you carry one around with you? Yeah.
Yep. When I travel.
Yeah, you pop a SIM in that. And you
I actually don't take mine anymore because I've got my iPhone with me and I just share it on the rare occasion I need it.
Yeah, but you've got a plan that allows you to
in this. No, this is on the Roam one.
Oh, okay. In
yeah.
The Roam one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You put the Roam SIM in, and then you
yeah. I put the Roam SIM into an unlocked iPhone 4.
Yes, that works.
And then I just use that as a hotspot if I need to.
The nice thing about the portable hotspot that they have is you don't have to unlock your phone to use it.
Yes,
and you got the five true. People yeah. sharing the data.
Yeah, because a lot of people still have locked phones. Although that is fast changing now, because people after is it 6 months of service now they can
3 months
to the, 3 months go to the carrier and say unlock my phone, and they have to unlock your phone.
I just did it last week.
Did you? That was the Android phone that you sold.
Well, the Android phone was my unlocked phone.
Oh, okay.
And so I needed to unlock my iPhone, and so
that's
I,
what so you can get rid of your Android phone.
So after 6 months they'll do that now.
After three months.
3 months of service.
Yeah, oh, they have to. They can charge you for it. They can charge you for it.
I don't mind paying. I don't mind paying for that.
For my carrier.
Because right now, when I go away now down to the States, I end up juggling two phones.
Yeah, you don't want
because I've got both with me. So I would much rather just simply say, okay, I'm going away.
Yeah, go for it.
Just simply pop the Roam SIM into the iPhone 5.
There you go. That's exactly what you do.
Okay.
Good. Rebecca.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I went searching for apps during the App Store's anniversary. Was that last week or so? About 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Art, and, Art's cursing you.
What?
No, it's just because it's the first time anyone's mentioned it, and I'm worried that you might have taken my next app.
Oh, no. But this one was featured. This one was featured.
On Art's blog?
On the five-year anniversary?
Yes.
Of the iTunes store. And it's very basic, but it's called iTranslate. And I used it.
Yes.
John and I were watching CONCACAF Gold Cup soccer because, of course, now that we're soccer season ticket holders, we have to watch every single soccer game.
When you say John, you're
world.
Talking about not our John, but your John.
My John. My John Bullwit, not Beeler. Yes.
It's confusing. It happens a lot.
Yes. I know. John B.
Okay.
So I just call him Beeler, and then my John is John. Anyway, so iTranslate. Now, I downloaded this purposely because we were watching a soccer game that had commentary. It was over the internet, and it had commentary that was in a language we did not recognize. So I wanted to just be able to hold up an app and say, tell me what language this is, or translate this for me. And lo and behold, this one was free in the App Store last week, so
I
got
it. It's like Shazam for languages.
It is, yeah. So we held it up, and we made a few guesses first, and John said it kind of sounded like Spanish, but it was a little different, so we tried Portuguese. So you type Portuguese on one side of the app, and then we type English on the other side, and you hold it up like you would do a call to Siri.
Yeah.
And you hold it up, and it translated from Portuguese into English. Well, it was Portuguese. So, yeah, iTranslate. That's my new favorite one.
Good. And that's a Google app, right? Is it the Google one?
Google
Translate is the one that
does. That's Google Translate. This is just an iPhone app. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
iTranslate.
Yep.
Excellent.
Don't you, all you need to know for multilingual soccer games is whenever somebody goes, you know somebody scored, right? Isn't
yes.
that how it works? So why would you need to know who's passing to who if you don't know any of the players?
Because we were curious what language it was, just for the sake of it.
Okay, quit trying to belittle the competition.
I'm just wondering.
Had to dissect it.
It's beneath you, my friend.
Sorry.
Really? Come on.
I'll be in the other room.
Yeah, just we've been there. Come on. Act like a little bit of class.
Like a former champion?
This is a classy show.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So go out on your shield if you have to.
All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as Rebecca was saying, there was a five-year anniversary, and I was excited to get this app, not because it's the most amazing app, but rather it was a $5 app that I got for free.
Oh.
And which everyone knows, 99 cents, that's bothers some people in that room on the other side, but a $5 app is an app that most
it's
people
be good.
Wouldn't buy. But this one is called How to Cook Everything.
Okay.
And I got that one too.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it is better for your iPad because a lot of people have downloaded other, I've downloaded other cookbooks on the iPad, but this one is pretty sweet. 2,000 recipes. Mark Bittman is a New York Times columnist, and it makes things easy. It really is one of the nicest cookbook that it makes everything easy, and there's a lot of pictures and how-to-dos, and let's face it, I say $5. That's really all that matters. And I can
have
now
you cooked
make
any recipes from it.
No, not yet, because I've only had it for a couple days, and I haven't had a chance.
So we don't know if they actually taste good.
Well, I trust Mark.
It's $5, so it has to taste good.
I trust the columnist.
Okay.
Yeah. So now.
So you could do your own.
Bouillabaisse?
No, the Waiting for Julia thing. What was it? What was that movie?
Julie versus Julia.
Yeah, Julie versus Julia. You could do your own thing where you. What's his name? Mark. You could cook all 2,000 recipes of Mark's app that you got for $5, and you do a blog post every day on it.
Okay.
As you slowly turn into the couch that people can surf on.
I'm on it. Okay. I'm on. I need a sponsor, though.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, there's $5 into this thing already. There's tons
of
money.
Yes, I've saved $5, obviously.
Program, so you're way ahead of the game. God's good stuff. Okay.
How to cook everything.
How to cook everything. John Beeler.
I have a really fun app that I just discovered this past weekend. And you know how when we shoot Vine video or the new Instagram video, you know, it's I have to shoot it myself. But sometimes you want to be able to collaborate with other people doing the same thing. So there's something called Everlapse. It's a brand new app. And basically, it's a collaborative program where everyone can have it. You can find each other. And like it's like a mini social network in a sense. But you can actually – everybody can contribute to the animations. So this was, I'm showing, you guys can't see this on the radio, but a little video clip that was made from a conference I was just at on the weekend, where there's about 5 or 6 different people contributing to one animation.
Okay.
So you take a photo, and then you can add it to an existing Everlapse, or you can create your own, and then you can invite others to
this would work really great for 4 or 5 friends on a roadie.
Exactly.
So where you take a whole bunch of pictures and then you just turn them all into
it's a like
a
little
collage.
Time lapse of that road
collage.
Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it makes a nice little animated collage of all of that stuff. It's very cool. It's a free app. It's brand new.
iPhone only?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you, Art. Is the cooking app iPhone only?
No. It's both iPad and iPhone.
Okay. So.
Is that what you asked?
No, that really wasn't the question, was it?
Oh, you mean is it for Android too?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I didn't. Who? Because
as our erstwhile listener, I got to look up his name here. Dave said, "Little Android love."
Hey, I've been bringing the love.
You were, but it's gone.
And how many times did that win you the contest?
Zero. It did last.
Actually, Ingress.
No, last Ingress was pretty much just Android.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Sorry, yeah. I wasn't listening at that point.
It's got him in the running for App of the Year. Okay, what's the verdict?
It looks like it's just Apple only.
Just iOS?
At this
yeah,
point.
We're
if you go to everlapse.com, you can actually see some samples of it.
Becoming a tremendously exclusive show. That's all I can say about that.
Do you have any more BlackBerry apps?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice, John. Ooh, that hurt.
$59 with a plan now. Go ahead.
I got distracted because we were talking about Android versus Apple.
Would you like me to introduce you? David Hathaway.
And there was a great article on Wired the other day that basically took, judging by the Twitter stream, it was mapping out where the most predominant neighborhoods were for iPhones versus Android phones.
Yeah.
And it produces all these great maps. Another thing that really shows well on radio.
Yes.
But, I was just fascinated because there was little
Is
hubs.
Is this the app that you're putting out?
No. This is a tangent.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a tangent. For an actual app.
It's not Tangent Wednesday, it's App Wednesday.
You were talking about remotes earlier.
It's my show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm allowed to go on tangents.
No. See, I'm tying this together now.
Okay.
You were talking about remotes before, and Apple slipped out a piece of software just the other day called Logic Pro X.
Yes.
Which is basically their big splashy redo of their Logic mixing software.
Yeah.
One of the best things they did for it was they included a free iPad app to act as a remote control for the whole recording system.
Okay.
So, because there's been, if you went to the App Store right now and searched out remote control apps, you've probably seen this. There's hundreds of them.
Yes.
But this is one of the only ones that was actually built from the ground up and directly integrated into the software. So it worked great.
Okay.
Yep, sit there. You get a little portable mixer on the couch. I think I'm going to mute Steve right now.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was great.
What's it called?
It's basically called it's Logic Remote.
Logic Remote.
Yep.
Okay.
I would fire it up right here, but one, you can't actually see it, and two, it's going to realize that my Logic installation is not here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's for the hardcore audiophile.
Yeah, it's like GarageBand on steroids.
We have one more App Wednesday segment to come. Let me recap. Rebecca did basically a nude swim guide, which was all the beaches. It was beaches in America that are nude beaches?
No.
What was it? Again?
The water cleanliness.
Oh, that's right. It was way more interesting.
Way more interesting
is how clean the water is.
Well, that would mean how much clothes you want to wear when you go swimming. Yeah. Yes. The dirtier, the more clothes.
And she also brought us couch surfing, which is if you are very trusting of the rest of the world, but you want to go and stay in other people's couches or have strangers sleep on your couch, something that we all want. Rebecca, you've got one more chance, Rebecca.
Okay.
Art brought us a $30 a month VPN that allows us to watch American or British television and a vintage camera app as well as a cooking app. John Beeler has given us Strut, which is the as you move around with your phone, it unlocks tiles beneath you, and you try and unlock the world, and it's captured all of our imaginations. And he's also got a scoreboard app that he did for a friend of his who obviously he needs to help him move at some point. And he also has Everlapse, which is actually pretty cool, photo sharing app. And Hathaway, he's got the Fast and Furious and Dahlia Lapth HDR,
which is
another time-lapse photography app, and then a Logic Remote. And so that's it's neck and neck. Who's going to win? You're going to have to stick around for more Dottotech to find out.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Hi, I'm Jack McIver. When a customer comes to our store after shopping around and see what they haven't seen in other appliance stores, washers and dryers, plain and simple. 3 years full guarantee, 5 years guarantee on the motor, 10 years on the transmission, big capacity, much better performance, our professional delivery and installation, all for less than the other guys. And after 48 years in business, McIver's is the best because this is what we do. McIver's, we're at 610 Southeast Marine Drive. Call 879-5222 or online at McIver's.biz.
Some people need a lightweight, powerful laptop that can run all their business software. Others need loads of RAM, a big display, and a smoking fast video card.
Oh, yes!
Whatever you're looking for, the computer pros at London Drugs will help you get what you need. And if you find a lower price from another Canadian retailer, in print or online, we'll match it. So come in today or visit londondrugs.com. London Drugs. Nobody does computers better.
Hello, everybody. It's Jason Spargo, sales manager of Pan Pacific Nissan Richmond. Here's what I've got in store for you.
The month of July is all about choices. Choose between the 2013 economical Nissan Sentra, 2013 Rogue Sport Utility, 2013 Altima Sedan, or a 2013 full-size Titan pickup. Not only will you receive 0% financing up to 84 months or up to $12,000 in cash incentives, they'll include either two free payments, a gas card, or a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer extended warranty.
Come visit us at Pan Pacific Nissan in the Richmond Auto Mall.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are in the stretch run of App Wednesday, and it has been a fine App Wednesday this particular week. We have Rebecca Bull with Miss 604, as you would know her on Twitter. We have Art Factora at Art Factora. On Twitter, we have John Beeler at John Beeler, and we have Dave Hathaway, who we'll give his Twitter handle. But when was the last time you checked Twitter?
I actually checked it this week.
Okay, at Kite Monkey.
This week.
I actually checked it this week.
I actually checked mine this hour.
I've tried for years to develop a regular Twitter habit, and it's never just quite taken. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's just you're a different type of social creature.
When Twitter first came out, there was another service that was called Woofer. That made
you
had to type 1,024 characters before it would allow you to post anything.
So it's the opposite.
It was the exact opposite. You had to type in at least 1,024 characters before you could hit post.
And which service is still around?
Well, yeah, Twitter outlasted that by a long
time. It was called Woofer because people just typed woof, 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 woof.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'm going to the bar tonight. Okay, stretch run. Rebecca, this is it. Yep. It's all now, leave nothing in the bag. This is your last chance for this week. You have to come out strong. Are you ready?
I think I'm
Go
ready.
Go get them.
Okay. I'm just going to pick bands in town. Bands in town. As in music, a band. Yeah. Bands in town. So it's an app that you'll download it on your iPhone or Android, and it will scan your iTunes or scan your music library and tell you which one of those bands is coming to town, so you can go to their concert.
That's very pretty simple. Cool.
Yeah.
So you've scanned it. You've done it.
Yeah.
What's it telling you? Are Boys to Men coming? Are they?
Backstreet Boys were here last week.
I don't have Boys to Men on my iTunes library.
Boys to Men, 98 Degrees, and New Kids were here last week.
Tegan and Sarah, Tragically Hip. They're coming around soon. Yeah. And then it has suggestions as well. So like popular concerts nearby, or you can do just purely from my library who's coming here.
Good stuff. That's a pretty good app. On a regular week, that would be a contender. That's
darn you, Beeler.
Damn you, Beeler. Art.
I am going to finish up with something that we could all use. And just like I saved some money with my last app, this one's called Apps Gone Free.
Oh, Art.
Yes, come on. That is genius.
Art, that's going back. That's old school App Wednesday.
No, I would have remembered that.
No, you would not have remembered it. We've done this at least three times.
No, we have not.
Yes, we have.
No, that was Waze that we've done like three times.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Apps Gone Free. Tell us what it is, Art. I've never heard of it.
It's self-explanatory. Some geniuses around the world of the apps will find apps that cost money sometimes or are on promotion, and they get it for free.
Yeah, you get a new free app every day or every week on your phone.
No,
right?
This is you go through it, and you can find fancy ones.
Okay.
Instead of it just sending you stuff that you don't
apps want. Gone free.
Apps gone free.
Apps gone free. There we go. Art's final play. Art's final foray into the field of
battle.
I
see people downloading it.
Okay. That's good.
I'm not downloading it.
Well, I see friends downloading it.
I think I may have it on my phone from
Rebecca's,
when we brought
Rebecca's
it up
looking. She's realizing that she doesn't have any more Boys to Men on her phone, and she's
remedying the situation.
She's saying, wait a minute, I know I have it purchased. Let's see if I have license for it. Okay, John.
All right, so Art had the 8mm video app, which is pretty cool.
You need to regain ownership of the camera space, because that is your space.
The time-lapse one was probably better than Art's one in terms of actual neat app stuff. But, go for it.
Oh, mudslinging between competitors now.
I do have control of your microphone, dude.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stop the show right now.
So I'm a little nostalgic for old video games and computer systems. So I found an app called Camera C64. And it's a camera app that lets you take photos and relive the 8-bit wonder that was your Commodore 64 back in the day.
Camera
C64. So it takes a photo and then converts it to an 8-bit Commodore type image?
It's a live image that emulates the C64's VIC-2 video chip.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I took a photo of you two, of David and Steve, and I just sent it to Steve. And it's basically 8-bit goodness.
Oh, yes, indeed it is.
Man, we're pretty hot in 8-bit.
We are not.
And there's a bunch
we
of
look like there's a bunch of tiles that need to be exposed on us.
Exactly. That's an upgrade.
Yes.
Please do not expose your tiles.
It's a free
app.
Did
you have a VIC-20 or a C64?
You know, I was an Atari guy.
Oh.
I had an Atari computer. My first computer was a TRS-80.
Did you have the Amiga? Did you go for the Amiga?
I did not have the Amiga.
You didn't get the Amiga?
I couldn't afford the Amiga.
Amigas are pretty pricey.
Awesome. The Amiga was over $1,000. Yeah. What a computer.
Then you throw the video toaster that you wanted on it, and there's another $10,000.
Yeah, with the video toaster, which is still available today.
Yes.
It's probably still used by a lot of places.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You can tell.
Probably not on an Amiga anymore.
You can spot it a mile away now.
This is a conversation that is not going on anywhere else on this entire planet. Just so you know.
Did we just lose the entire audience?
No, we've just gained a whole new weird audience.
Yes, there we go. Excellent. Okay, so John's last one is Camera 64. Camera C64.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's free. There's some in-app purchases you can
Dave, you've just cheered Dave up by talking about Commodore 64. He's bubbling now. He's a happy kite monkey.
I was really looking forward to talking about a game called, I think it's actually pronounced Deus Ex, The Fall.
Oh.
The graphics look amazing.
Deus Ex.
Yeah, Deus Ex, The Fall. The graphics looked great. The gameplay looked great. I have yet to actually get it to run on my iPad. So in my frustration, I went and downloaded Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded instead.
Oh, really?
And loved it. It was fantastic.
That could have been played on your C64.
It very well could have been. And I know that I played it on like an IBM AT or something else like that. But it's basically the same game. It's been expanded. All the graphics have been redone, so they're not 8-bit Commodore 64 type graphics. It was a pile of fun.
Now,
still working.
When you do retro games, don't you want the retro graphics, though?
Well, they, yes. I mean, the graphics still look very much the way they do. They're just redone in high resolution versions of those weird, okay. bright, really colorful graphics.
Because that's one of the things I found on the Wii is, you know, when you go back and you play the old the Mario games, you want that blocky look in the,
well, you might.
And the 4-bit sound. Is it 4-bit? You know,
if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Mario Brothers with like surround sound or something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, fancy blocks.
Well, that's it. All of the entries are in. Art, what do you think? I think we've got a good list.
Yeah, I think we've got a great list.
We've got a great list to go from.
I mean, everyone needs to eat, right? So who doesn't want a cooking?
Dave's come up with a couple of games, as well as one of the most difficult titles with Thalia Lap HDR and the Logic Remote and Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded. The next thing we're going to be talking about.
You know
Dark.
That you're going to be downloading Leisure Suit Larry this evening.
I was never a Leisure Suit Larry guy. My games back in the day were like Dark Castle. I love Dark Castle on the old Mac, and one called Strategic Conquest that nobody's ever heard of. Those were games that I really loved.
You weren't a Sierra guy.
No, I wasn't a Sierra guy. I didn't like those. I didn't like those Sierra games.
I liked all their games and played most of them, but Leisure Suit Larry was probably the most bizarre fun.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. And Art had Apps Gone Free,
classic,
which has been there several times. Who doesn't like saving money? How to Cook Everything. 8mm vintage camera, mm-hmm. and in the Bear Tunnel VPN.
I think we've got four winners right there.
Well, you know, and the fact that you didn't know what VPN was really makes it difficult for me to.
I'm playing along. Okay,
you were not playing along. It's and Rebecca with the swim guide, which talks about how clean the water is in whatever place you want to swim, and couch surfing, which is kind of like. It's kind of like the zombie games where you're avoiding zombies. You're just hoping that you get somebody that's not really weird when you stay at their couch.
Yeah, like Hostel.
iTranslate, which would be very useful when you are couch surfing in Turkey.
Yeah.
And
please stop watching me while I sleep.
And Bands in Town. Bands in Town, which I do like the idea of. It's all the concerts. Now, how long have you had Bands in Town?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So have you gone to a concert yet because of Bands in Town?
I'm trying to think.
The problem is that many of us now are not even bothering to load our music libraries on our phones because we're using services like 8-Track or Songza. Mm. And we're increasingly we're not loading our music onto our phone.
You can use it on Facebook as well, and I think it looks at your likes for your music and we'll let you know through there.
Okay. That'd be good. Okay, what are you doing?
Everyone's a winner.
Oh, okay. Everyone's not a winner. That's not the way we
Is that
work.
The scoreboard?
No, we don't want to encourage people that way. And finally, let's go down. Let's get to Beeler's. Beeler's had Camera C64,
Meh.
Everlapse,
Meh.
JD Sports Scoreboard, okay, and Strut.
Oh, Strut left him silent.
Yeah, It's pretty tough.
Absolutely.
Pretty tough. I don't like to do this, though. It's mind you, you know, the greatest days of the NHL was when there was a dynasty. And are we at the point yet where we start to refer to Beeler as a dynasty?
You mean, like, because he's old and...
Yeah.
Sure, because, if you want to go that way.
Because he's well, what is this? It's like he's, you know, he's on a streak now.
His number
a legitimate streak, two in a row. And is it three of the last four? Because Rebecca was before you.
Yeah. Connor won before.
Connor was also, it's three out of the last five.
Yeah.
Or six, three out of the last six, which is pretty darn impressive. I mean, the Oilers only won three out of six in the 90s.
That is true.
Yeah.
And who remembers that?
We could well be on our way to a dynasty, but I am going to make the official call here now. You know, the tabulation is in. And,
is this where you roll the dice?
The folks, the guy from Price Waterhouse is bringing... My computer just locked up.
There's multiple dice apps too.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Price Waterhouse people are in. I'm opening the envelope, and yes, indeed, Strut is the winner with John Beeler.
The
John,
second I saw Strut, I figured this has got to win App Wednesday.
It was a brilliant choice. I'm going to download it and play it. And we should keep track. We should start a little thing on the website where we can keep track of all. I wonder if there must be a little utility where you can like form a little Strut club,
and
compare with your friends. There has to be some social networking where you can compare with your friends.
I just favorited you.
Okay.
There's a little heart by your name, so I clicked that.
There you go. Yeah.
So you. So all
I guess it'll track them now.
you've got heart stuff for all the Johns in your life.
I should mention sure too. You can. Make your profile private if you want to keep your activities private. But it seemed to work better if you have it public. And it doesn't show you where you live. It just shows that you've been in that neighborhood.
And we know one of the things for sure that Rebecca will be unlocking tiles like crazy is on the beaches of Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah. At least ones the that clean, have the ones that have clean water.
And the couches of Vancouver.
One of the couches. Okay. As we lose it. Art, thanks so much. Next week on the show, Todd Maffin's going to be joining us. He's going to be talking about a Facebook marketing course, his summer school course on Facebook marketing. Plus, we've got guests from Belkin and the modem company that's related to Belkin. Oh, I forgot their name. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be on the website.
D-Link. I'm pretty sure it's D-Link. So we're going to be doing that. Drop by our website at dottotech.com. Enter to win the Roam Mobility Sims. And you can also visit us on Facebook. I'm Steve Dotto on behalf of John Beal, Rebecca Bullwitt, Dave Hathaway, and Art Factora. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week right here for more Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.